T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:43 now, 17:10. Our friend Ronald Surpass joins us, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. And, of course, we know the former superintendent of NOPD. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm all right. We invited you on to talk about these car break-ins in the Bayou St. John neighborhood. But first, let me get your take, if I can, because I know you can go all over the place. I got to ask you right now to talk about brain surgery. We probably have a conversation. But tell me about school and reopening and the importance in terms of I guess, the criminology aspects of that, or juvenile delinquency, keeping kids out of trouble. You know what I'm trying to get at.
Absolutely. One of the reasons states and cities pass statutes and enforce statutes on truancy is because we believe from experience and from research that when children are in the positive environment of the school, they're less likely to engage themselves in other non-positive activity. So from that point of view, students being in the classroom is far better and has been a 30, 40, 50-year history of why we think truancy enforcement is important. The second thing is being exposed to other children also exposes them to other opportunities to ask questions of teachers. And the thing that really is important here, and I think we all have great respect for epidemiologists, but we should also have great respect for pediatricians and great respect for psychiatrists. And those fields have been telling us over and over again that children not in an environment with their peers, teachers and other school employees who oftentimes see signs of abuse and report it won't see it. And B, the psychological efforts and benefits of children being together. So that's really the overall crisis that faces the country today. Epidemiologists have one goal in mind, like a homicide detective has one goal in mind. But a different type of police officer has a different type of goal in mind. And it's just a matter of balancing all these issues. Bottom line, children in school being educated is probably better than children not being in school and trying to be educated through a format that's not familiar to parents and children online.
Is a big difference as it relates to virtual learning. If they're in school, they may be paying attention, they may not, but at least they're in the classroom and everybody knows that, as opposed to virtual learning where the parent maybe has to go to work and the kid is not where they're supposed to be. And I guess what I'm asking, you're a grandparent and I guess a grandparent, are you not?
Yeah, six.
Yeah, and a parent. And do you think overall it's better, given everything like we're talking about, to keep kids out of trouble? Maybe it's better just to put them in school or which is the more dangerous thing for kids? Is it to be in school or is it to kind of be home unsupervised?
Well, let me answer that by adding, I'm a college professor and I teach a lot of classes online. And online learning.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Tommy, online learning is difficult for adults who are coming back to college who have already earned a degree or have already earned a high school diploma. Online education is incredibly valuable to our nation, but there's a tremendous amount of self-motivation that has to occur on the student's part to be successful in online education. And I'm not sure how many 10 and 12-year-olds are going to be able to do that just because of the nature of their age. So I try to stay in my lane. You know, teachers have reasons for supporting and not supporting. I have heard an interesting debate, which I don't know the answer to, but I thought it was very interesting. if police officers and nurses and others are deemed essential employees because of the need that they provide to society, I wonder if teachers are should be considered essential employees. I don't know. I think this is a question I've been hearing lately that makes me wonder.
Essential employee means
you have to show up at work.
You and I, when we talk, it goes all over the place. But let me drill down a little bit on your being a professor. What does that look like? What does that look like in terms of you teaching a class? Do you have a camera on you? You're given lectures? Is this a pre-recorded thing? What does that actually look like if I'm going to take one of your classes this semester?
It comes in as a couple of formats, but we have learning management systems. The one we use now is called Canvas. And what happens is your weekly activities are set up on the computer. You attend to those activities at your pace, which is great. It's called asynchronous, which means, you know, if you're a parent or a family or you're a worker, you don't get to class at 10 in the morning, you can do it 10 at night. I interact with the students through Zoom video. I interact with the students mm-hmm. through direct communication on what's called the discussion board. And the students interact with one another in a direct conversation on this thing called discussion board. And all those things have to be done to be graded. And it's a self-motivation. I mean, I have come to really appreciate the online environment in higher education. At first, I was a bit skeptical, but I've become very strong and supportive of it today. But I have to share with you, absolutely, those online students as adults who have already had education have to dedicate a tremendous amount of self-motivation. So, you know, I have grandchildren, and my daughter-in-law is a school assistant principal, so I get to hear from that point of view. I hope this thing settles itself sooner than later for a host of reasons, to include young children being in school and being exposed to education, and educators being exposed to opportunities to identify when children are being abused at home or in other places, which is one of the key places these identifications occur.
All right, let me finally get to what we invited you on to talk about, the car windows smashed in the Bayou St. John neighborhood. And also, if I can, Ronald, these interstate shootings, I think we're up to 3 of them this week alone. What's going on?
Well, there's a certain set of circumstances in New Orleans and many major cities. New Orleans has about a 43% increase in murders year to date. Shootings are up about, carjackings are up about 60%. Non-fatal shootings are up about 30%. And those are significant issues that I know that Chief Ferguson and his team are focused on. These daylight shootings on the interstate are very brazen. Carjacking is a very brazen crime. You're approaching someone you don't know, putting a gun to them or violent instrument and taking their car from them. Oftentimes, we unfortunately see they leave children in the car because they don't even know they're there when they take the car. Something's happening. I mean, there's just no way around it. And to be honest with you, it's happening in a lot of cities in America. The consent decree in New Orleans, for example, allows for proactive police units. Proactive police units make a difference. The proactive police units here in New Orleans that Chief Ferguson is getting his arms wrapped around were making a lot of bad mistakes and decisions and had to be shut down. And I concurred with his opinion. I think he made the right choice there. But I do think any police chief who's ever done this for more than 10 minutes knows if you have proactive officers looking for warrants, looking for gun offenders, looking for narcotics, who are doing it professionally, legally, and constitutionally, they can make a big difference on these types of crimes, shooting on the interstate, shooting in the middle of the day, stealing people's cars with gunpoint, et cetera. So that's another thing that I hope that the NOPD can get back to sooner than later. Constitutionally sound, proactive policing makes a difference.
Doesn't make the difference,
but it makes a difference.
We only got 20 seconds. Quickly, the interstate mm-hmm. thing are those just anomalies, or is there anything intrinsic to the interstate, or something going on there we don't know about?
I would think real quickly that those are going to be opportunities. I saw someone I was angry at for a long time, and I don't care where I am, I'm going to take an action on them. And those are career criminals, by the way. Those aren't the kids who get caught up in crime because of problems that are related to issues bigger than them. These are people who choose that type of crime. And it's unfortunate because it puts so many people at risk.
Amen. I appreciate your time. You and I just talk about anything. Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice. I do enjoy it. I really do. Professor at Loyola, former NOPD chief. Back in a flash, find out with Newell Norman, another guy I can talk to about anything, has coming up for you when we return here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.